Okay, so I have the first one I want to read is called Remembrance. I walk in an alley that is long and empty. The ground is thick with dry leaves in layers heavy. In crispy chorus, they break down under my feet, a far cry from the youthful murmur when they were just budding sprouts dazzled by the first spring thunders. Coming through the memory lane evoked me to ponder that all disintegration of bones must each have tunes writing on waning memories. Could eternity be just what is left of such last days' utterance? But then, what one is to do, as there would be likely none to bear witness. Nice. The second is that slips away not. Like a leaf hangs on for too long, shades of green become a foregone memory. The burden of aging dissolves only in ever prolonged naps between meals. Which path one takes matters not. Time, the common denominator, gives frailty just one name. One after another, flowers wither, familiar trees fall. The hearts get used to being pounded so hard. Nothing travels deep, and the last sparkle long buried, sealed behind dropped eyelids, all quiet. The world goes silent, followed by endless solitude. When time's shadow has been casted, which path one takes matters not, as dust aways at the end of trail. But the breeze can still stir up dust, but the night can still be young, and the stars can still tremble the agitation in the heart to brew a wind that shakes the world one more time. The next one, this is a little bit too sentimental. Anyway, the next one is Dreams Swallowed. Speak not the days that I used to roll like a tiger. I'm just content now with a simple blessing of the darkness of the night for the anticipation of a good sleep to come. Having flown through thousands of miles of snow and rain, not sure if sunny days could ever be found, this is a bird exhausted. Looking back at the path I came from, the cloud is but thick, the air is but chilly. Everything blurry, and I wonder if, all along, have I been asleep or have I been awake? And what is real and what is not? In my hesitation, the song of butterfly couldn't wait no further. But the song should not be sung, for from nowhere we the flowers just keep falling and bury my beaten body. And this one is called If and When. If night is not night, if day is not day, if laughter is not laughter, if tears are not tears, and dusk falls not, and dawn dews not, and dreams linger not, and moon and starlight not, when creeks are mute, and when breezes are silent, when hearts are quiescent, when heaven and earth are still, might you then hear the song I have saved for you? Am I using up my time? Okay. So this one is a mourn. When the mountain came down on you, when the ground opened up below you, when the houses collapsed on top of you, when the bridges twist before you. You look around and all you saw were rubble bingo with flash. You look around beyond the earth and the sky. Not a vapor trace of your world could be found. You ran really fast, you yelled really hard, you duck into any fainted sound. You grab any soul, you knock on the ground to split your head. You tore your chest for it to part. Not a vapor trace of your world could be found. Families no more, neighbors no more, villages no more, old bird, old vanish, old silence. Not a vapor trace of your world could be found. You could not make sense, trembling your breath muddled, but your heart continued to beat. That heartbeat was the only remnant from your world. You howled until your eyes cracked. Then you kneeled down calmly and silently. You froze your heart to encast last trace left of your world. Okay, so just the last one. I wrote just when I was really young. And I wrote, actually, the first version was in Chinese, and then somehow it's not actually a translation, but more a recreation. Echoes of falling leaves. You are not the kind of person that would shiver upon seeing a crescent moon fade dimmer. You are not the kind of person who would jot into misty eyes upon catching the waving departing hands glimpse. You are neither the kind of person who wouldn't be really squashed upon meeting even the faintest smile ever squeezed. Just full valley of dusk now in my embrace, just my cast some melancholy fox to long linger on your face. A gentle sigh and promise, if you will carry my occasional clear and crisp laughter in your sleeve, I shall in return seek your voice in every echo of every falling leaf. Don't falling leaves echo like never ceasing tolling of bells? Thank you.